This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
We're launching into the third hour of this live Sunday edition of the program. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
Me, Johnny Ray.
Oops, sorry, Johnny, tried that again.
Me, Johnny Ray.
Me, Mark.
All right, so for those of you just tuning in, the very beginning of the show, and I guess a little bit in the last hour, we've been covering the London Bridge attacks that happened late last night in London, England. Of course, this about a week, I think, maybe no more than a week or so after the Ariana Grande bombing that happened in Manchester.
England's getting hit hard right now.
And, of course, they struck back. The Royal Air Force dropping bombs on targets, ISIS targets, and they, one of the bombs, apparently there was an image that was posted on social media showing one of these bombs from the Royal Air Force, which had on it written, "Love from Manchester." And they then apparently sent that off to ISIL targets in Syria. And so that was supposedly the reason why ISIS responded with the attacks on last night on London Bridge, where multiple people were run down by a van. And then three men came out of that van and started to indiscriminately stab nearby people, even going into one restaurant and stabbing diners in the restaurant Saturday night.
Yeah, and we certainly addressed in the first hour about blowback and how terrorist after terrorist after terrorist, including these people, point out that, you know, the intervention by Western countries, France, England, the United States, these come to mind, in the Middle East as their reasons for these attacks. And that seems reasonable to me. Listen to what they're saying and, base your arguments on that rather than just sort of making things up like they're after us for our freedom or they're a bunch of, throwback Stone Age people who, you know, have some stupid religion or whatever it is. Those arguments are really unconvincing to me. But I think another thing that's worth pointing out in this instance is, Ian, what was that signal? You gave the signal and I've lost my whole brain when you started picking up that piece of paper.
Go ahead, signal?
Read whatever you're going to read here.
I'm not going to read anything here.
Okay, well, why are you moving that piece of paper around?
I don't know. Moving stuff around here on the desk.
All right, man. Well, I've lost
staying my... organized. You were talking about blowback.
I know. I was trying to get to another point on it.
It'll come back to you.
Yeah, it's gone.
So if you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Well, if they hate you for your freedoms, then they should be thanking the politicians because they are doing the best they can to put a stop to your freedoms. And in fact, the most recent attack on your freedoms is coming from Prime Minister Theresa May over in Great Britain, where she has said that apparently she wants new international agreements to be introduced to regulate the internet in light of the London Bridge attack.
So obviously they're not attacking us for our freedoms because is the United States, is Great Britain, are these places freer than they were before 9/11?
Definitely not.
So what Osama bin Laden said is essentially these governments will clamp down on their citizens, and basically his idea was the citizens would attempt to make their governments get out of the Middle East because they'd had their life was not as good. Turns out that people are willing to give up a whole lot when they're scared. I did think of what it was that I was trying to say, as you can imagine, and basically these governments give out in Europe, they hand out a bunch of welfare.
Sure. So
and
the U.S. government.
I think, but not as much as these countries do. And I think that many times these Middle Easterners will move there with the intention of, living for free on the dole or whatever in whatever country it is that they live in. And they don't have to assimilate the way that immigrants did 100 years ago here in the United States because they don't have to, because they have this subsidization. So the women can stay home. I think it's the women assimilating, which is really the key. And they can keep their women at home and keep this sort of Stone Age practice of their particular religion that subjugates women and all that stuff. They can keep it going. Mm. In many cases, their women want this, but if they had to get out in the world and they began talking to, you know, working women out there, she'd be like, they'd be like, oh, he treats you like that? I'd never put up with that, yada, yada, yada. And they're going back and forth, and it's modern. It would modernize these families very, very quickly if they just had to work. And I think this is great. Like, wouldn't it be awesome to go to a place where you could work and make money rather than the place that you had come from where it was very difficult to make
Obviously,
money?
Obviously, welfare is a bad thing, and, you know, we don't want to – if you want to help people, then allowing them to get help in the marketplace from charities and things like that, that's the libertarian solution. But I don't think abolishing welfare is going to end terror strikes.
Not immediately.
Because as long as the government's over there bombing innocent people, that's the primary motivator.
The people that are doing this were likely – British citizens or people with British the ability to be in England, right? Like they didn't take a boat over from wherever ISIS is in Levant. They didn't get a little speedboat and come on over and then begin chopping people up.
I don't know if they've identified the suspect.
I'm just making a guess. There's a lot of Muslims in Great Britain, and what I'm saying is that those people, those radicals, would be less likely to be radical if Western countries weren't in the countries that they care deeply about and all that other stuff, and B, if they couldn't maintain this sort of older lifestyle, if economically it was very difficult and they had to assimilate.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but I don't think that's going to overcome killing your family members. I mean, if your family members have been murdered by the government in question, I don't think you're really going to care very much whether you've assimilated into their culture, which, as you pointed out, these men allegedly said English sayings about, this is for Allah, rather than saying Allahu Akbar, which suggests that to some extent they knew the language. They were probably, as you said, already over there, which would mean they would have to have assimilated to some extent, but, you know, again, that's not going to motivate somebody to stop an attack if their family members were just murdered in a bomb being dropped upon them. That's, to me, the primary motivator behind a counterstrike like that.
I understand, but you understand that folks on the right who are going to have the biggest problem with stopping, the intervention in this area, their biggest concern is cultural conflict. Mm-hmm. And what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to
stop the bombings.
Their concern. Yeah,
first and foremost.
It's going to help.
If you can
a
stop
lot.
Welfare, that's great too. But I would say the first thing you need to do is stop the bombings. Prime Minister Theresa May said introducing new rules for cyberspace would, quote, deprive the extremists of their safe spaces online, unquote, and that technology firms were currently not doing enough. She made the comments outside Downing Street on Sunday morning in the aftermath of a van and knife attack that saw 7 people killed and dozens injured. And Johnny Ray, you said you heard this speech this morning. She said, quote, "We cannot allow this ideology the safe space it needs to breed. Yet that is precisely what the internet and the big companies that provide internet-based services provide," said Ms. May. She said further, quote, "We need to work with allied democratic governments to reach international agreements to regulate cyberspace to prevent the spread of extremist and terrorism planning." Now, this woman probably has no idea how the internet works. She probably can barely send an email if she believes that there's going to be some way for the governments of the world to crack down on speech on the internet. There are so many protocols for communicating on the internet that it is impossible to squash them. It is an impossibility. You can try to block something. You can try to block Tor, the ports that Tor normally uses on your router, for instance. You can try to stop it that way, but they can just change the ports. They can encrypt the communications, they can connect through a VPN, they can do all kinds of things to keep their communications under the radar. I don't know what they're going to propose here. I don't know if she gets into specifics. Johnny, you've heard some of the speech. I don't know if she has any specific proposals here, just besides, we need regulation and that'll solve things.
Well, Germany, I think, has been trying to pass a law that would make some folks liable for having hate speech content, hate content,
on
hateful
their
content on their website for
like Twitter.
Too long after it's been flagged. And so it could just be part of a general trend about censoring the internet.
We'll get into it more. That definitely sounds like what this is, the beginnings of more internet censorship in more Western countries.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org. Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free here and bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out to us there. You can comment on the The proposals that are really not specific at this moment, I did take a look at the full speech from Theresa May, and most of it is just kind of about what's going on with the attacks and, you know, her pandering to people. But she does get into very, very little detail as far as any kind of specific proposals for regulating the internet. The story from the independent.co.uk, we'll continue with that here in a moment, about, you know, what may be to come. International crackdown on freedom of speech online. That sounds like what she's proposing. Also want you to know about HealthExcellenceSelect.com. It's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. That's right. You don't actually have to have health insurance in the United States, although certainly the government wants you to think that you do. You can go with HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They'll give you daily health assessment proactively if you'd like. No charge, 24-hour access to doctors, a medical information card you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. You can check them out right now over at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They've got access to doctors, including traditional integrative chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and the price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. That's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Still to come, we've got economics in one lesson that we've been putting off for several weeks now. And, of course, Johnny Ray is here to talk about that. We will take your calls about anything you want to discuss here on the Live Sunday edition, 855-450, free like freedom. Once again, quotes from Ms. Theresa May. She's the Prime Minister in the UK after last night's late night attack on London Bridge, mowing down multiple people with a van. Three men pile out with knives and start slashing and stabbing, cutting throats, apparently. Just sounds like an absolutely horrifying situation. No doubt people are upset. They're going to be looking for a solution, but the government is the creator of this problem in the first place. They're the ones who are dropping bombs on innocent people in the Middle East, the UK and the US governments, and whichever other ones they happen to be allied with at the moment, but it's usually those two as the main two. And they're the ones who are garnering these counter-strikes. It's the attacks in the Middle East that have led to this this horror, and cracking down on freedom of speech on the internet is not going to solve this problem. But that's what she wants you to believe. She wants you to believe that out there in the dark corners of the internet, these evil terrorists are meeting secretly. And if only we had more regulations on the internet service providers out there, and somehow that's going to stop them from being able to have encrypted chats with one another on the internet. Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Can someone point to the terrorists that have used the internet really successfully to, you know, do whatever it is
they
do?
Say that they use Telegram.
Well, they may very well,
yeah.
But I'm asking a question.
Which we also use.
So there's three people, right, that did this this terrorist attack, and they operated, probably met each other and discussed things pretty much in meet space, right?
Presumably.
Meet
but
space
maybe,
being,
maybe not. Maybe
not
both online. Maybe in meet space and online.
Could be.
It's certainly safer to do it in meet space.
It seems to me that that's probably, I mean, they attack people with knives. I mean, we're not talking about people that appear to be particularly savvy or anything like that.
Well, you're jumping to a conclusion. I mean, a lot of times when these terror attacks happen, you'll see in the subsequent reporting that comes out, the government will say, well, it looks like these people were using Telegram. I've seen it more than once that they're trying to make it sound like
it
Telegram
looks like
is
they're
this
using
terror.
Cell phones.
Yeah, well, they're trying to make it look like Telegram is this terrorist tool. And Telegram is just a chat app that was invented by apparently a Russian anarchist, according to Brian Sovereign from Sovereign Tech. That
but it has a secure aspect to it.
That's what they say, but the people who are critiques of Telegram say that the security is weak and that it is a joke. So, but regardless, you see it trotted out there all the time.
The foundational technology upon which Telegram is based is cell phones, right?
That's correct,
I mean,
yes.
You know, they don't come out and they don't say, these people were using smartphones to communicate with each other. We must ban smartphones.
That's true. They're not proposing that.
And let's not forget,
they want access to your information on those smartphones.
This was done with a van and sharp pieces of metal,
sure.
Okay? I mean, it's not like hacksaws in Levant were ticking away on computers to bring down nuclear weapons sites in Manchester or something like that. These are people with sharp pieces of metal, which has been used to harm and kill people for a very long time here on planet Earth.
Yeah, I have no idea what this woman is proposing here, saying that the big internet service providers are providing safe spaces for terrorists.
They want to crack down on these on internet, and they have for a very long time.
Right.
The internet's the freest place in the world, and it bothers them, so they're going to use any opportunity to do it.
No doubt. And that's what I'm saying. I don't know exactly what they're proposing here, but it doesn't sound like it's going to be good. It sounds like whatever it is going to interfere with you and me and other people on the internet who are doing things that are honest or on the up and up, and in the, you know, under the auspices of cracking down on terrorism. They're going to make using the internet more difficult, perhaps make finding certain search terms more difficult. There's even a proposal here to restrict pornography. The Conservative Manifesto, according to independent.co.uk, pledges regulation of the internet, including forcing internet providers to participate in counter-extremism drives and making it more difficult to access pornography. So I presume that this May is one of the Conservatives. I don't know enough about the UK politics. So apparently restricting pornography is going to somehow help stop terrorism. No, this is just an overarching restriction on the internet that they want to place. They've seen other countries getting away with it. You've got China. You've got Australia. Yeah, that's right. Australia, a Western nation, has internet restrictions. They brought those into place several years ago with claiming that they needed to protect people from pornography. They ban any pornography with women with small breasts because they don't want them to be confused with children or something like that.
It's offensive.
Yeah. And so, I mean, that's the camel's nose under the tent. All they have to do is find some sort of thing that they can use as an excuse, whether it be small-breasted pornography or whether it be some hidden terrorist chat room, and then, you know, trot that out there and say, here, this is the reason why we need these restrictions. I mean, look, party's over, people. You had your free internet for a long time, but now we've got these terrorist attacks. And look, you don't want terrorist attacks to continue, do you? So we need to do everything possible to stop these scary terrorist attacks, which means we're just going to have to restrict what you can say online. And ultimately, it's going to result in companies that are big companies like Twitter or whatever. Twitter already has anti-hate speech controls. They will shut down accounts that they consider to be undesirable. So that already happens there. But you're going to see more restrictions like that put in across the board. A lot of these companies are going to go along with it because they want to be in the good graces of the politicians. And ultimately, it's going to do absolute zero to affect any kind of discussion between actual terrorists on the internet, because they're not going to use Twitter to talk openly about plans.
No, they're going to figure out ways to do it. If they're not using encrypted apps, which, you know, they don't need, it doesn't matter if there's mass market encrypted apps, because they'll make their own. It's not that hard.
Yep, that's true. And there's plenty of open source encryption out there. They can just, you know, copy it from there. They don't even have to program it originally.
And you can get burner phones and single-use accounts.
There's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use. Smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Live Sunday edition of the show. You dial toll free and join us on the radio waves. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. So Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. The proposal on the table from Theresa May, the Prime Minister over in the UK, is that somehow, some way, they want to regulate the internet, and that's going to somehow stop terrorists from having meetings online. And what she calls safe spaces provided by the mega corporations that are offering internet service providing. It's just an absolutely ridiculous statement.
It's like saying if terrorists met in your mall, that somehow you're providing a safe space for them to meet.
And that you should somehow know what every conversation right. at every table in the food court is at any given moment. You're right. That's a great example.
Or that you should be attempting to find out what those conversations
so
are about.
So mic up all of the tables, hire the security staff to be able to monitor every single conversation.
Right. Or the government would say, well, at least let us do it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a crazy proposal, and so far, you know, we don't have anything specific besides just her saying she wants the governments of the world to come together and regulate the internet, and that's a scary thought.
And we do have some specifics on the Snoopers Charter, which was enacted last year, I believe.
Now, what is this?
It's in the UK. It's legislation that provides... For, let's see, it establishes, it requires communication service providers to keep data for a year of all the websites that their users have visited.
Okay.
It
so get a VPN. That gets you around that one.
Right. Virtual private network.
Yep.
Permitted the police and intelligence agencies to carry out targeted equipment interference, that is, hacking into computers or devices to access their data, and bulk equipment interference for national security matters related to foreign investigations.
Okay, they still would have to know something's happening or suspect something's going on in order to hack into someone's computer.
It created a lot of bureaucratic changes. There's a list of there's a bunch of bullet points over here at Wikipedia about this new Snoopers Charter.
And that was for the UK.
Yeah, and it just seems like the United Kingdom is sort of a guinea pigs for what they want to try, for, you know, what all of everybody on the team wants to try on their own citizens.
It seems like the British citizens will put up with much more invasive government intrusion in their
lives.
Right,
they've got a gun ban. They've got the CCTV cameras all over the place, millions of them.
Single-payer health care. And they'll argue up and down that that's just the greatest thing in the world. But a single-payer health care basically gives the government the ability to say, hey, you want our health care service, you're going to have to act in this way. Stop smoking. Mm-hmm. Stop eating too many cheeseburgers. Don't eat this much sugar. Make sure you get this amount of exercise. I mean, it isn't the camel's nose under the tent. It is the whole camel.
Or as we saw in a recent story out of the UK, they'll just decide your baby's going to die because they don't want to pay to fix the problem. This, you know, there was this kid.
They wouldn't even let the baby go to the United States to get medical care.
Yeah, they insisted it stay in the hospital and die there.
Right. This is how thorough they believe in their system, that they own that baby. They decided that baby had to die.
So, yeah, some very scary proposals on the table here. Let's go to your calls and thoughts, though. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Maybe you support internet restrictions and you want to back up the Prime Minister. Go ahead and give us a call at 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. As we go to the phones, to the phone. Sarah is in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Sarah.
Yes, I just wanted to mention that the mayors had a national meeting, and they decided that many of the mayors are making commitments to make their cities more pedestrian oriented and less car driven.
Yep.
So they feel like they're stepping up in the place where Donald Trump has let down on the Paris agreement, you know, the clean air energy, he backed out of it. So that's how the mayors they're going to make up for it.
So I'm of two minds on this, Sarah. We were just in New York City, which is a place that you cannot argue has a robust public transport system.
Mm-hmm. Plenty of pedestrians everywhere there, too.
Yep, lots of pedestrians. People are walking. People are taking buses, trains, all kinds of ferries, all kinds of mass transit. Some of it's private. Some of it's public. Much of it's public. Much of the public stuff was at one point private and then got
like
sort
the
of,
subway.
Yeah, the subway was private at one point and then sort of got, I would say nationalized, but it's not a nation that took it over, but became, owned by the city. I'm not entirely sure what the history is there, whether the city took it or demanded it at a certain price or what they did. And those things are great. It would be really awesome to have, that kind of public transportation that would get me to work, and I wouldn't have to do the whole driving a car thing. And I really love the idea. I think it's fascinating. However, most of the country, public transportation really just doesn't work. It just doesn't get enough people to make it to pay for itself.
They run in the red?
Yeah. It's subsidized over and over and over again. Places have it because they have to feel like, oh, we're doing something to make things green. But they're not. They're running all these smoggy, nasty buses, and people aren't on them.
But what I was told was that they wanted to make it more pedestrian friendly and pedestrian safer and move away from automobiles. Their whole city based around automobiles. Where you are, like you said, we're talking about that mall. You know, in order to buy something, you have to drive 10 miles to buy something and you got to drive back home. That's why the malls are failing. That's why they're building apartment complexes. Within the mall, they're putting medical centers and colleges.
How are they going to make the cities more pedestrian friendly? Is there a particular proposal? Or is it just a general statement of, we want to do this?
The Oklahoma City mayor, when he was rated one of the most obese cities, Yep. Put in 100 miles of sidewalks or wider sidewalks.
Bike,
I don't know
bike,
what
bike paths.
In detail.
And a lot of bike paths.
So they didn't have sidewalks before in Oklahoma City?
Oklahoma City was, what she's talking about is absolutely true. There's a, it's a, NPR runs a story on it, and it's a, you know, fascinating bit. It's kind of old, but nonetheless, yeah, he
just didn't have sidewalks.
He said, we're not going to be the most obese city or whatever, and then they made it to one of the fittest cities in America. Yeah, he really, you know, by taking responsibility himself for weight loss and for exercise, he was able to sort of transmit that to probably the most rah-rah government supporters out there, and they all lost some weight and got a little more fit and things were great.
Well, doesn't that justify government intervention then? I mean, he's you know, accomplished his goal.
I would say that at least half of what he did was personality driven. Like, he did it, not the government did it. So if I decided I'm going to lose that 20 pounds that I need to lose, and I said, we're going to do it here on Free Talk Live, and you listeners, we're all going to lose 1 million pounds. I think that was the number that he set out. And that wouldn't be government.
I want to mention that what we are doing here is redesigning road. Like, for example, the Ladera Road on the west side is going to be turned, narrowed in from four-car lanes into two-car lanes with wider sidewalks and bicycle lanes, what they did to Zuni Boulevard. And
but
what
hold
they're
on,
gonna do to
Sarah,
Boulevard.
That's not sufficient. Putting wider sidewalks and bike lanes in isn't going to do it because we have towns and cities which are designed around cars. So you've got these wide lawns and people want a, you know, big lawn and a house in it, a single family home in the middle of a lot. And you can't have that by, you know, and have a pedestrian friendly community at the same time. Generally, there's some arguments against that, but you need basically tall buildings full of people.
Four car lanes. I'm saying it's now two car lanes. I'm saying for both.
That just congests traffic.
People are
going to
be driving less.
No,
okay,
no.
Why would they drive?
That's not true. Because the thing is, people have places to go, and unless you live in downtown,
when gas prices double, Sarah, the amount of car miles driven barely moves. And that goes to show that people need to drive.
They gotta get where they're going. Thanks for the call, Sarah. Appreciate it. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, if you live in downtown, if you live in New York City, in Manhattan, or something, you know, someplace where there's everything you need relatively close by, then you don't need a car. But if you live in some place where you have the place where you work is a half-hour drive away, there's just no other option. More coming up here besides taking a cab, which, again, doesn't reduce the amount of vehicles on the road. It's Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1581. That's 1-800-660-1581. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Enough time for you. If you dial in now, you can join us at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, so Skype on in here at username lrn.fm with you tonight. It's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
And we've been meaning to get around to starting doing this chapter in economics in one lesson. I think we finally have the chance to get into it here. It is chapter 17, I believe, is the one we're on, about government price fixing, which is kind of what we've been talking about over the past few chapters. This is, by the way, the book by Henry Hazlitt, available free to anybody who wants to read it in PDF form online. So just search for Economics in One Lesson, and we've been doing a chapter-by-chapter kind of book review, book club thing here, and we're way overdue to talk about government price fixing. So previous chapters, you know, the one, I think it was the one immediately previous, they talked about price restrictions, but now they're specifically looking at the idea of restricting prices that, let's see here,
that they say would otherwise be too high.
So they're holding prices down. This, exactly. That's what this chapter was about. It's been a while since I've actually read it at this point. We've been prepared to talk about it for several weeks. And so they go through, you know, multiple examples of what happens when you fix a price too low, below the market's normal price that it would set. And we've seen what has happened in countries like Venezuela today when this goes on, because it still, you know, it still goes on today. You set a price too low, and the thing's going to sell out, and it's going to sell out fast.
Yeah, it does two things. It a low price encourages people to buy because it's something that it's on the shelf. It's something that people want that there's value to them of it. And now you lower the price, so they're able to buy more, and they're going to want to buy more.
Right. I mean, if you want poor people to have access to it, then you're shooting yourself in the foot by, you know, doing price fixing at a low price, because then people who are middle class and upper class, who presumably are going to like the same thing because people are people, right? Unless this is an undesirable thing, which is, then why the hell are you trying to force it on poor people? You know, it doesn't really make much sense. It's just going to cause people to buy more of what they don't necessarily need. And then they're going to get, you know, fat or hoard things or whatever.
Yeah, it does the exact opposite of what their purported aims are, which is to make it available to everybody.
Right. Price controls are instituted by people who don't understand economics and supported by people who don't understand economics.
Sure. And, well, I mean, who doesn't support having lower prices on the things they want to buy? I mean, the people are going to love the idea of price controls until they finally find out what happens to the marketplace after those have been put in place. And what I thought was interesting was in the second portion of this, not only does he point out that the supplies of the product itself will be depleted.
That's right. But it attacks this problem, or it doesn't. It screws up in two ways.
It screws up the supplier's existence at all, because, like, if you've got in any given sector of whatever the product is, let's say it's batteries or something like that. You know, typically, you'll see these controls put in place, like during a hurricane.
Yeah.
Sometimes governments in the United States will put on price controls and restrict what the
gouging.
Supposedly to stop price gouging, which of course is really just the marketplace responding to supply and demand. And so those things should be allowed to happen, but instead they're prevented. If that were to go on for an extended period of time, if this price control were to be a little more permanent, then you'd start to see and more widespread, right? So if it's only affecting one small area for a short period of time, it's not going to put Duracell out of business. But if what you have happening is there's, let's say, 10 battery manufacturers and the entire United States puts in a battery price mandate where it's below, let's say it's $10 for a 24-pack of AA batteries, and they make it so it's $5 for a 24-pack of AA batteries, well, maybe there's nobody able to make money on that anymore. They just sell out the stock in the inventory that they already had in the stores, and then the battery companies are like, well, why are we going to keep making these things? Some of the companies that might have been on the edge, maybe not that profitable, just kind of barely making it, they might drop off entirely, leaving fewer competitors in the marketplace to even make batteries, if they're even going to at all, because their profits might have been so significantly reduced that it's not even worth manufacturing for that company anymore. We just saw United Airlines pull out of Venezuela, and there's other companies that have stopped shipping product to that country because of price restrictions.
Yeah, I think that the one area where you can probably sort of, price restrictions generally benefit the bigger companies out there,
because they can hold on the longest, likely, under a regime like that.
Right, and you drive, when you drive competition out of the marketplace, then they get more of the sort of the gross number of sales.
Right.
So, and then they're able to, just by volume, make money. So in that one way, you're helping big companies and driving out small people out of the marketplace with your price controls, which is the opposite of what anybody who wanted price controls in the first place would say. I would say that they're most successful in areas where you have sort of a perishable item. So gasoline, milk, things like this, they're probably most successful in those areas. But think about it for a second here. If gasoline went down to, what's it at right now, 225 or something like that?
Yeah, about 250.
Yeah, if gasoline dropped to 75 cents a gallon, do you think you'd buy any more gasoline?
Some people would.
And do what with it?
Store it.
You can't store gasoline.
No.
The gasoline's perishable. You can put the stable product in it in order to...
How long does it store for?
Three, 6 months.
Really?
Yeah.
Meaning it just stops working or evaporates?
It turns into, you know, gooey stuff that messes with your fuel injectors or your carburetor, that kind of thing.
Wow, I had no idea. I mean, I've had gas sitting in a gas can that's been used in, the lawnmower here at the LRN.FM studios for probably more than a year.
Did you put the gas in the gas can?
I believe I did.
And you didn't put stabilizer in it?
No.
No. You are doing a disservice to your lawnmower.
Huh. Okay.
Your lawnmower is going to need to be taken apart. The carburetor is going to need to be cleaned. Possibly the heads. And then it's going to have to be put back together.
I'll be damned.
Yeah. There's a good reason to use a stabilizer product.
Okay.
Yeah. Throw the get. Okay.
The gas is it's gone empty at this point, but I'm pretty sure it's sat around for like a year.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. Yeah. I mean, it'll still work at that period of time, but man, oh man, it's bad news for your small engines.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, I bet most people don't know that.
Now, most people don't have two tractors, two lawnmowers, a wood splitter, and the rest of my small engines are escaping me. But yes, absolutely.
Okay.
The chapter goes on. He actually briefly summarizes the problem with keeping a price too low, mm-hmm. and then he goes on to say that the government price fixers often see this, and that there are a couple of ways they use to try to address the problem. And then Hazlitt goes and takes those problems down, takes those solutions down as well. They might try rationing. Food stamps.
Which they do, for instance, with the batteries under a hurricane situation. They'll restrict the price, but also restrict the number that somebody can purchase.
The rationing that he's talking about is more in terms of a food stamp kind of a thing.
Okay.
And he says that you are able to by issuing only a certain number of these tickets out to people, you are able to control the demand problem that price controls cause.
Mm-hmm.
They will only be able to buy a certain amount, but you're not able to control the supply side of the problem because the manufacturers or the retailers are still have that same disincentive not to produce this product.
Right. Why are they going to keep manufacturing?
Because they're only getting this tiny price in comparison to what they want to charge.
Which what we've seen in countries like Venezuela is one of the things that leads to nationalization, right? So if they say, oh, well, now you have to charge half of what you were charging before for this thing, the company's basically not making any money anymore, well, they're just going to throw up their hands and say, well, why are we going to do this at all? I mean, unless the government's going to come put a gun to their head and force them to run their manufacturing line, then they have no incentive to do that. They have no incentive to lose money. They're not in business to lose money. So then you'll see, you know, the chance will increase dramatically that old Nicolas Maduro or Hugo Chavez or whichever dictator is going to swoop in there and for the good of the people take over the entire manufacturing operation and then continue to lose money.
Yeah, well, I mean, if politicians were good at running businesses, politicians would run businesses. Instead, what they have to do is they have to be politicians and then sell off their favors to the highest bidder. So, yeah, that's ridiculous.
Another trick that the regulators might try is to regulate the cost of production. So instead of saying milk, you must sell milk for this price, they'll go behind the scenes and say milk delivery drivers cannot be paid more than this. But that just creates the same problem in that particular industry, which then spreads to the products that they're trying to keep on the shelves.
More coming up next week, and we'll continue tomorrow night as well on freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.